Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is August the 3rd and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah chapters 55 to 57. God's invitation to enjoy abundant life. We read in Isaiah chapter 55 verses 1 to 3 like this. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear, and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. In Isaiah chapter 55, God extends a general invitation to everyone to find their satisfaction and their security in Him alone. This is a call to revival for all who have wandered far from God or His grace that is the basis for a relationship with Him. This is also a call to salvation for those who do not know Him personally, promising a free but abundant and eternal life that is better than money can buy. God's invitation is issued to the thirsty and the penniless, all who will recognize their need for spiritual blessing and their inability to meet the need themselves. Waters and wine and milk are symbols of abundant spiritual blessings. The blessings are the waters of the Holy Spirit, the wine of joy, and the milk of God's Word. They are the free gifts of grace without money and price. True satisfaction and lasting pleasure are found only in God. As Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman in the Gospel of John chapter 4 verses 13 and 14 like this, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." When we return to God, we will also receive all the sure mercies promised to David in the everlasting covenant. This covenant promises that a descendant of David will rule eternally over a kingdom that will bless all the nations. This will be fulfilled one day in the Lord Jesus Christ and in His glorious reign. We will share in the benefits of God's kingdom. However, the pathway of blessings lies in seeking the Lord and in forsaking sin. When we thus return to the Lord, we will find Him full of mercy and pardon. Thus, those who spend money on what is not bread and wages for what does not satisfy, God offers a compelling invitation. Come to me and your soul shall live. This marvelous call of God is extended to everyone in this world. Anyone who is thirsty can drink of His waters of grace. The same invitation is still in effect for everyone today. In the book of Revelation, the Lord says, as we read in Revelation chapter 21 verse 6 and chapter 22 verse 17, "I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts, and let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely." Have you personally responded to God's gift of life through faith in Jesus Christ? Are you unsatisfied with what the world offers you? Are you still dying of thirst? If so, God invites you to come, drink, and enjoy the abundant life that He has made available for everyone.